halls of One Half Radio Plaza at Life Media Studios.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to Real Country Radio.
Congratulations, Detroit. You can be thoroughly ashamed of yourself. The homicide toll has reached a nice even 750. Details on the latest leveling from Police Sergeant...
Coming up now, we're going to start off the set with...
In the morning.
Bucket Blitz Tigers could use this guy's talent.
Have you had time to get ready?
I don't waste any time getting ready. I stay ready.
Good evening, and welcome back to Sidetrack. We've been away from you for a little while. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving spent with family and friends, and had a little chance to refresh yourselves after the end of the season. We're at the point where we ramp up what 2025 is going to be. And we're kicking it off with going right into Midwest Winter Nationals discussions with Clint Tucker. And he somehow swindled Esden Bartling into joining us as well. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Good, you guys. Good. We're down one of our usual cast, Adam Drought, not joining us because in the 24 hours since right now, where he lives, he's gotten like 2.5 feet of snow, and I think it's still coming down.
Wow.
He is living in a tractor right now.
Wow.
And napping, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yep. He can keep that snow. We don't want that. We don't want it anymore.
Ryan, you had snow today, didn't you?
We did have a little bit, yes.
I was going to say, like, we split the hairs. It went north and south of us. We didn't have anything else, but yeah.
But yeah, let's get right into it with Midwest Winter Nationals. I know, Clint, you've got a couple things that for sure that you're going to want to touch on, including a post you made within the last hour that is probably pretty relevant about now.
Yeah, this year we added to our registration area, all the pullers could protect themselves for a total loss of their entry fees and pit passes they buy and competition water for some of the classes that have to run it. They could go through there and agree to all these things that Ryan Zolich put on there, had little check marks and whatnot to continue the registration. And it was, kind of like vacation insurance. It was registration insurance. So if you didn't think you'd get your parts back or, was going to go to the dyno here after Thanksgiving, a little bit of risk there. It's not a huge amount of money when this in perspective from what we spend on our hobby here, but it was just kind of our gratuity to the pullers, like, hey, we're going to offer you something, because in the last couple of years it's been, not really terrible, but there's been some confrontation. The guys that canceled the last minute wanted their money back. Well, the unfortunate thing is for us last year, we had several of them do that. Well, we take all the entry fee money, all the money you spent on water, and all the money you spent on pit passes, and that goes towards our building rent and goes towards the rental of the sled smoke machine. Which those expenses this year have skyrocketed over last year, and we prepared for some of it, but we're not prepared for all of it. And to maintain our lights on and keep everybody going in the right direction, we offered this insurance. So if you took it, great, you get reimbursed up to Christmas, and after that, if you're not able to make it, that's a donation to the cause. And so we try to be really fair about it. A couple guys did not take it out and then had quite a bit of resistance when they were told that they were not going to get reimbursed. And to prevent a lot of nonsense on social media, I decided to address it today. And don't harass Ryan Zolich. He's just trying to do what I tell him to do. So if anybody has any problem with it, give me a call. We'll work through it. And we'll live to play another day. but that's kind of why I posted that tonight.
No, it was a fair reminder, actually, because I'd had a conversation even just with somebody here locally yesterday. He said, hey, I don't think I want to be ready. I need to get a hold of Clint. I said, well, you better do it. Your time's running out. I had completely forgotten about the insurance portion of it, so I don't know if this particular individual picked that up or not. I'll remind him, actually, tomorrow morning.
Sure. And it started out because who we work with in our registration software does a lot with the roundy racing. And this works out really good for them because, you know, there's a lot of high dollar races going on now. So to protect yourself, you know, they're talking about, you know, $1,500 or $2,000 entry fees is what they're paying to be a part of some of these really expensive races. And so if you can't make it, sure, it's absolutely worth it. But so we went ahead and offered that this year. And a lot of guys took it. A couple of guys that didn't and have canceled. We've worked out the resistance. I said, please, let's just keep this civil, and we're marching on. But I can see a few more, you know, in the next few weeks. We have a lot of cancellations, and we also have some additions, you know, because the paperwork from the National Machinery Show has hit the mailboxes, and we've already had some phone calls about that. And so the lineups will change pretty much daily until we get there. So that's all I can say about that.
For the third year in a row, now I'm going to issue my standard admonition, stay the hell away from the dyno, please.
Yeah. The dyno monster hasn't eaten any yet. I have been getting a lot of, I just took the motor apart and it's trash. I just got on farming and it's thought it was great. Filter was clean, tore it apart, blocks cracked, heads cracked, this is cracked, that's cracked.
Oof.
Now we're not going to make it. Well, understand. Fully understand. We got a lot of vehicles registered this year, so we'll get along just fine.
Yeah. That was actually the next thing I was going to ask you. If there's any classes you wanted to raise that we're looking for entries for, I think, too, like for – looks like for Wednesday night testing, we're maybe a little bit below what we usually go to.
I stopped it at that because
okay, that's fair. That's fair.
The sled crew smoke tube crew gets pretty growly about that, and so whatever Donnie charges us for that night you know, kind of figuring out the track and everything, that's what we have for vehicles. So
fair enough.
You know, get Donnie his money for that night, and he's happy. We get Brandon gets a little bit of experience on the track, and we're good to go. As far as classes that we'd like to have a few more tractors in, I had some nice interaction today with our 12,000-pound farm stock class, and a bunch of good dudes. I just sent out a blanket email to everybody. We kind of inherited that class from the Ileana group, and it was 12,000 pounds, pretty higher horsepower numbers than what we're dealing with now because our turbocharger limit didn't have much of a limit. So we went back to a more limited, more of a box style turbo. And that's cut our horsepower way back. So I just had visited with several of the guys in the class about the weight of the class. And about all their consensus was, man, it's kind of heavy, 12,000 pounds. You know, some of them weigh 10 during the summer, some weigh 11 during the summer. So it was pretty much a unanimous vote to lower the weight. And so we're going to lower the weight down the farm stock class this year at Cloverdale, 11,000 pounds. And next year we might lower it a little more down to 10.5. That's where a lot of them are more comfortable at. But we'll get a consensus pull out of all of them and kind of get that figured out. As far as classes, I'd like to see a few more in. My Light Pro class, that's my new danger class. They're the ones that are breaking, or we're sitting there, they thought they were fine, tarmac partner broke. I'd like to have a few more light bros so I can get them. Get a hold of me, and we'll work out that one-on-one. And then also they can fall on Saturday afternoon in what I call the Richard Corral combo class on Saturday. Works out really good. The 401s and light pros get to mix it up a little bit. So that's a class I'm looking for. And we probably would take a few more in the light limited class on Saturday, you know, because we all are big fans of that. And we want to promote that as much as we can this year. So that's kind of what we're looking for. We got plenty of everything else, and we're ready to rock.
Good deal. Richard Crawl is snuck in here after a busy day. Your feet hurt yet?
A little bit. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't jam packed like last year on Thursday. So we was able to get around and do some of the things that we wanted to do in an easier fashion. So it wasn't bad.
It's a good thing, I guess. I mean, it's not a good thing that it wasn't busy, because that kind of gives me pause a little bit about where the industry may or may not be. And I look at the what's on the floor, particularly in Lucas Oil Stadium. And I remember, and that used to be full back to the wall. You couldn't hardly walk around in there, and it's about a third empty now.
11 degrees with a negative wind chill might have slowed a few people down today, too.
Well, that's weak sauce. It's like 85 in the Expo Center.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it was because you have two more days and it's going to be jam-packed the next 2 days.
Well, there's that.
There is that, and I won't be there the next 2 days to partake in that. I've got other things to take care of, like a banquet on Saturday. So,
yeah, nothing small by any means, right?
Nah, it's just a little deal.
Yeah, a tiny deal that had a massive wrench thrown into it. What, 10 days ago?
Yeah. That's why I've got good people around me to help me make decisions and fix little oopses that happen like that. So
as then I want to get you in on some of this, you look like you're going to have a pretty busy January there.
Yeah, we got Cloverdale coming up, and Dad and I are going to do that. Ellie is out on Cloverdale. She's got problems with her knees, with ACL stuff. So she will not be participating this year. But
stop beating on your sister. It's not fair. It's not sportsmanly.
He probably tripped her.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I didn't even go to the game.
I don't want to drive against her at Cloverdale. She'll whoop my ass.
Yeah. We remember the last time you pulled against her. So.
No, she wants revenge for that.
Yeah.
She got it over the summer a couple nights. That night at Warrington, I was like third hook out of like 18 tractors, and the track was hit or miss. And we threw a dart out there, and it failed miserably for me. Ellie put like 60 feet on me and won the class. And we were like, Dad and I were like more baffled at ourselves that like we just put 60 feet on our own tractor. But at the same time,
it probably was all driving too, Edson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the next night I beat her, so it doesn't matter. I won that night. So but
you sound like a typical Iowa fan when Iowa State Iowa. Oh, but I won the next night, or I won 20 years ago. Yeah, that sounds exactly how that happens.
Hey, it's all about winning. That's all.
What are you running your gums about? The last time Iowa State beat Iowa in basketball, 14 years ago or 10 years ago, I thought I heard the announcer say.
You want to talk about tonight and basketball? Huh? Basketball. No, I think you're wrong on that one. But
that's what the announcer said. Maybe it was. Are they playing in Kent, Carver, or are they playing at?
I think they're playing at Carver. But back to. I just was equating to rivalries, because that's exactly what that seems like. It's not just quite siblings. It's rivalries in that family.
Yes. It's with everybody. I mean, Dad and I, when we're like head to head, it's a whole deal. Even Kenny and I, when we when we first started together, and it was like a deal. It was Nashville, I believe, and I was on the possum, and he always made fun. He was like, "I'm gonna get you tonight. I'm gonna get you, and that's it." And it came out, and I think I beat him by like 3 inches or something, barely. But then the next night, he beat me by 5 feet. So it was each of us had a night where we were like, we just enjoyed beating the other person. Granted, they're literally, besides the chassis, they're the same thing. So, back to the January thing. So we decided we were going to try this Murfreesboro deal out. Dad's been down there multiple times. I've been down there once. Last year I went with Clint, and it's warmer to an extent. But
where everybody was warmer than Shipshawana.
Yeah.
That one year it was like 60 degrees though at Shipshawana, 40 degrees where it was nice, but
that was so, just a year didn't want to come back.
Yeah. Yep. But so we were thinking about it, and we're like, well, we might as well try it, something different. And we're always in our group, the 618 or the 85s, we're always known as the guinea pigs to go try something. But we went out to the Missouri State for that, and we had a blast. And all the Missouri hooks out there alone, I mean, you got a hard time talking going now because we finally tested it out. And, yeah, so I'm sure when we go down there, it'll be the same deal. It'll be hard to talk us out of it. But, yeah, no, there's a couple places we want to take the antiques to. We talked about possibly with the NATPA group. It's one of the deals, finding the time between hauling corn and getting the other two tractors ready and working on the projects we have to do before the next farming year or farming season. So
you're advantageously placed though. The way that series has kind of evolved, you're in the right spot to do NATPA because most of them are within, you know, just a couple hours of you.
Mm-hmm. That's what, coming up is Lebanon, Missouri, and that's a 2-day deal. Most of them are 2 days, and I mean that's the great thing about it. At least you're not driving, you know, far that you go one day. I think the next one after that is Princeton, Indiana. So both of those within 3 hours from here. So
yeah,
I'm not in the end of the world. But if with the 85s, I will not drive more than 3 hours. So Clint, you did the right thing.
Oh dear Lord, do I ever know that? Oh my God. Oh man. He thinks he needs a passport to get west of Columbia, Missouri.
Never. There's like
this kid's worked for me 2 years, and then you know, we worked every day together in the spring, and he's like, "Where are you going this weekend?" I was like, "Oh, I'm going out to Mount City." That's too far, I got wheat to cut. I mean he plants about 2,000 acres of wheat, so it doesn't have to go anywhere in June. I hear it all. It's too far.
It's 700, but we drag it out.
Well,
nice.
Yeah. He thinks north of Bloomington, Illinois is too far. He thinks he needs a passport to go north of Bloomington.
Oh, man. You are sheltered, young man.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, the problem is, it's when there's a pull, there's 20 pulls, I think, within an hour radius from the farm here.
Oh, yeah. So it's lives in tractor pull mecca.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that would be enough to spoil anybody, I guess. Yeah.
He's spoiled, all right. Yeah. I love him. He's
spoiled. Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you, and you're going down to Murfreesboro. I'll be down there reading you on. Me and Clay will hold signs up, and I'm not going to guarantee what they say, but we're going to hold signs up.
That's what Dad and I was joking around. We were just trying to figure out, like, we were joking around. We're like, how do we know we're not going to go down there and just look like we're just going to step on our, yeah. And we kind of laughed. We're like, it could be one of them deals. We're going to be the guinea pigs and we're going to just throw a dart again and pray to God we hit the board. Or however, I mean, there's no lack with the tractors, but it comes down to knowing how to do it again on certain new places. And yeah, we'll
figure it out.
And
we'll figure it out.
Put the weight bar in the front row. That's all.
That's right.
I want to do that again at Cloverdale. I died and I barely hit the pile. I want to go in the pile now. That was a shame. I barely made the finals though, so we're good.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking us, you know, how's the track going to be? Well, yeah. You know, let's forget about our 2009 experience and just kind of concentrate on what the NTPA did there for several years. You know, Carl had those shows there, either right ahead of our Gordyville event when they were still back at the old barn and after. And they always had a really good track in there. Jim Miller, you know, was very, very prominent track builder, and he did a really good job in there. And I'm hoping my guys will kind of fill his shoes and do a good job. We have Randy Koenig coming down, coming up, I guess, from his area with some equipment. And I really think that Randy and the DeKemper boys and Flea and JR and Justin will put a nice track together that'll take all the pounding that our event takes, because we'll be able to use our dirt glue again. We haven't been able to use it the last 2 years at Chip. We snuck it into that first year, and Travis said no more of that stuff because it made the dirt terrible to work with the rest of the year. But we'll use that this year. We'll move some of the rodeo sand out of the way and put it where it needs to be, and make a really good track for everybody for the whole weekend. So that's our plans. And I couldn't assemble a better group than what I got right now.
To further on with that, I had seen it asked several places, and I guess I didn't necessarily know the answer because I don't know how you're going to configure the building, was what expected track length might be in there for this.
Well, you know, I made the comment that I can make it 360 foot long, but you always think Donnie Bungart doesn't watch these podcasts, but I think he has people watch them and listening. I was reminded that he's only got 320 foot of tube, so the track will be 320 foot.
Perfect. That answers that.
And we'll put the sand pile to where you got to really, really get it to get in it, because everybody wants to hit it, but it also delays the show when we fool around in it. And that was a Gordyville thing. Hager liked it. You know, Hager liked plowing him in the sand pile. He goes, I just sold another round of beers for everybody. And but it was a short 245 foot long track. But now we have the historic distance of 320 foot. There's no need to play in that sand pile. We'll just spin you out before you get in it and process you and send you to the finals.
Yep. I like it.
You do know that, like, geometry means that you need to be on the right side of the track at the end of the sand pile because the tube's shorter than the side, right?
Oh, sure. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories about that.
Well, I remember when we were in Shipshawana, everybody wanted to drive up right in our face on the left side.
Right.
Yeah, why is that? You know, they do it at Louisville, they did it at Goryville, and they did it at Ship. They always start hugging that left side. And once that starts on Thursday afternoon, it just keeps going. And they do it all weekend. Yeah. And it's not like that we put more water over there or we pack it down anymore. It's Hager said they're afraid to run over the tube. That's why they go over there. They don't want to touch the tube. And I don't know. Maybe it's just a mindset of guys. But they do it. You know, you don't see a lot of guys at our show, farm show, even, you know, Keystone.
Yeah, Keystone is like that too. Yep.
Lexington, you don't see them shove it over on the left side and just drive along the tube. They just don't do it. Yep. I mean, I don't know what it is. Hager is full of all kinds of conspiracy theories of the tube pulling on the rack and the pan and all that stuff, but I don't know.
Deal way out in Henderson, North Carolina, though, that's like, I think it's all trucks. They don't even drag a tube, and they all run the left side at that deal, too.
Yeah, it's just weird. I think because about all pullers are right-handed, so they want to get on the left side and going to be able to watch if they don't go out of bounds. But, you know, I've seen tractors come to Gordyville. They ran down the right side and won. You know, Brad Moss, one of the better pro stock drivers in the world, he plowed it in the sand pile with that black tractor on the right side. And I've seen guys win at Gordyville on the right side. But, boy, there wasn't very many tractors won that chip on the right side. It just, the groove never got started, and
Ez didn't want to be the guinea pig, so you might as well just let him go out there and just send it down the right side.
No. Down there. I'm one of those guys. I'll go right down the left, right, like everybody else.
The only class that will go down the right side of the track is going to be the King of the Hill, because they get so locked in on that speed board, they wind up driving right into it.
Right. They like watching that.
Some of them so much so they find the chalk line and go, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Clint, but, how long would it take? How many tractors would it take in a flight of hot farms to actually build a groove on that right-hand side? How many sacrificial lambs?
Five or six. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, as track builders, some guys like, oh, there ain't nothing over there. Well, there wasn't nothing on the left side either until you started packing it down. Nobody realizes how much pressure that pan and them tandems put on that track every pass.
Nothing will set a lane like a sled.
Right. Best packer there is.
Yep.
So is test night full up then, Tucker?
Oh, yeah, absolutely full. We've had a lot of guys beg. I just can't do it. Yeah. I got to keep Brandon's blood pressure down, you know, even though he's got a girlfriend now. You still got to keep the blood pressure down because Thursday morning.
You should want to come down the track. It gets to meet her every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can come closer to her.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, our numbers were great. Thursday night, a little heavy. Friday morning, a little heavy. Friday night, perfect. Saturday morning, a little heavy. So we want to keep his blood pressure good level. He's got a lot of tractors to stop.
He's one of the best at it. So, if we can keep him happy, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I will say Joe couldn't be with us. He's in Jamaica. So I'm sure he's listening. So everybody yell at Joe. Joe has got the floor plan done for the inside of the building, and we were very happy how many vehicles that we can put in there and keep nice and warm. We actually can put more vehicles in there than I can put haulers in the outside. The parking lot on the outside is coming together. It will not be a disaster. I mean, there's a lot of vehicles that older fellows that are my friends that competed in 2009 there, and we did have a absolute disaster. It's not going to be that way this year. We got a lot of cooperation with the building and the truck stop, and the way we're going to structure things with the parking and parking passes and whatnot. You'll have a designated area. I've not wasted a lot of time, but I've invested a lot of time on pretty much planning your route. Once you get down that road and you take your right and you head west, exactly where you're going to be at. Hopefully everybody doesn't mess with the system, try to manipulate the system, and does exactly what we asked them to, and it should work out just fine. Now, can you... If you got a 5-0 tractor and you pull Saturday night, do I have a place for you to park Wednesday morning? Absolutely not. I don't. More walking, come enjoy. Park your semi at the truck stop. Lock it up. We've hired security to watch that truck stop all weekend. And you can come enjoy the show until your number's called. And I think between all the information we get on our registration process with email and phone numbers, we can text you or email you. When it's time for you to move, you can move. But that's kind of how things are going to operate.
Perfect. Like it. How are we on the sponsorship front? Is there anything still open? I mean, you can never have enough course, but any class sponsors that are still classes that are still open to anyone who would be interested?
Right now, for the first time since our inception 21 years ago, I have every class sold but three. I have the 2.6 trucks, 3.6 trucks, which I guess we could leak that out. We're going to have a few 3.6 trucks on Saturday night. And the classic mods are open. Everything else is sold. And I can't thank all of our class sponsors enough. I mean, without them, this is not possible. And, you know, that really working out, you know, for us this year. And, we try to post some videos from last year each day and thank our sponsors for that. Ezin's mom and dad sponsor class, he doesn't even pull one anymore. That's how good of sponsors we got. And it makes ends meet, and it's good for the sponsors to interact with the pullers. We have a great guy that makes trophies, puts some names on it. You're more than welcome to come in there and get pictures on the podium, which we do have a podium. Very few places that talk about podiums got one. We do. And you're more than welcome to get your pictures taken and for photo ops and whatnot. So just can't thank all of our class sponsors. I actually have an event sponsor this year. I haven't been told, I can't announce that quite yet. But it's the biggest event sponsor we've ever sold. And
you'd think they'd want to start getting their money's worth out of promotion by saying something, but I respect their wishes too.
I can't thank the guys that pulled that together enough, because it was needed in a time of need. It really was. And looking forward to it, working with those guys and showing them a good time over the weekend. I think we got a good enough show that they'll be thoroughly entertained the whole weekend. We do have a few box seats left. We had a few in the middle, kind of, you know, through personal reasons and health reasons, got let go at the last minute. I still have one mid-track right beside where the smoke tube joint is, and I got about five on the starting line on the opposite side of the smoke tube. They come with eight. They come with eight all weekend, all access pit passes. Anybody be interested in that? You know, I know the starting line is not the optimum place, but some people like it down there. So we still have some of those available too. You just got to reach out to me at clintwhatsmoking.net or give me a call at 309-712-1406, and we'll get your name on there. And you've got a place to land all weekend.
I got a question from David Vandenberg. Class sponsor, how much is that?
Most class sponsors are $1,500.
Okay, there you go.
And some guys say, let's give me a couple of free tickets. Absolutely, it does.
Who's sponsoring the 3.0 truck class?
Brian Shue.
Okay.
Yeah, Quality Diesel.
All right.
Yep.
Good man.
And for 2.6 and 3.6, I know who I need to talk to on Saturday morning then.
Sure. Absolutely. I've reached out to a few, and I know they're all the PRI right now. So we still got several vendor spots left. Richard met a unique individual today that he hopes to make a vendor at our show. We visited so. About that night when I was outside fighting with the Christmas lights. We got some good vendors coming. Some of the ones you've seen in the past with us are back, and we have a couple new ones. So we still got vendor space. That's not a problem. Everything's kind of lining up as chaotic as it was 4 weeks ago. It's kind of lining up like it just might actually work.
Can I just have a mental picture of Tucker on a ladder trying to put up Christmas lights, and that kind of made me laugh.
Well, I wasn't on a ladder. I don't get up on a ladder. Faith does that. I was working more as a grunt on the bottom lights, and there were some fuse issues and some maybe too many strings put together, but cured all that, got some zip ties out. I don't think she'll be mad tomorrow when she shows up, and she'll finish that project. Jesus, I'm a good quality ground guy.
You delegate from the ground.
Clark Griswold references, though.
What's that?
There was some Clark Griswold references, though.
I was saying some bad words, but it's looking good tonight. It's looking really good. Faith did an amazing job today. It's looking really good. The neighborhood is happy. You all would make fun of me if you drove into my house right now.
I just think there needs to be a camera on you when you're trying to put them up, because I think that'd be entertaining.
Just the part when he plugs them in.
Yep.
It would be good for the YouTube channel. I'm just saying, if you need extra content. No,
we could sell Patreon subscriptions for that.
Yeah.
I'll
tell Faith tomorrow to do a video. She's going to house it this weekend whenever we're going to the ITPA banquet. Maybe she'll get some videos and get them up so you guys can actually see what it looks like from the roads and whatnot. I'm pretty proud of her. I told her she needs to add this to her resume of things she can do for hire. She does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Good deal. But anything else I'm missing or not thinking of? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wait to see if he showed up.
Okay. Well, I was going to say the charity, Ryan, I talked to Justin, mm-hmm. and just like everybody in the pulling parts, he's waiting on parts for the toy. And he thinks that next week he'll have everything that he can really doll it up, have her perfect for us. Good. So yep. Hopefully I've
sent him graphics in the last couple of days, and I've seen the CAD drawing, so I kind of know what it's going to look like.
Sure.
Do we have?
It's going to be the first time we ever did anything like this. You know, we've always just went with a historic tractor that competes with us, and this is the first time we ever did a little modified tractor, and for obvious reasons, Trevor tore our hearts in half, and we want to do something in his memory.
And, for sure.
This is the least that we could do. And his class, has always kind of been an interesting bunch of guys to deal with. And this year is the biggest it's ever been, and it's all the guys that pull with him. So that really means a lot to me.
That's cool.
Yeah. See a lot of Central Ohio Dark County tractors in that list. So that's good.
Absolutely. And they're all cool and they're neat. I invited Woody to come on tonight, but he's refereeing a basketball game, so he's making a whole stadium full of people mad tonight. And but he really wanted to be on because that's Woody's favorite class.
David, to answer your question, yes, Esden is pulling, but sister, not gonna.
Nope. She, for what I know, she is out. The doctors, I believe, told her just wait your time and make sure your leg is right before you hurt something worse. So she is, I believe, out. But who knows? She may, take a couple painkillers and we'll try it. So
give me the cortisone shot. I'm going.
Right.
Another thing, guys, I want to mention, I cannot thank Isaac Hilburn enough. We had two classes on Thursday that just didn't work out this year. And Isaac Hilburn and the rest of the guys with the Indiana Truck Pulling League, they kind of live around that Brazil, Greencastle area. And they put together 12 to 13 trucks for us to enjoy on Thursday morning. And then we put their finals on Friday night, kind of like the I want to call, we call Richard the kind of like the Indiana pro stock version of a pro stock truck.
Yeah.
I've always had this in the back of my mind to get these guys involved with my indoor show. And several years ago, I kind of mentioned it to a few about coming to Goryville, because the diesel trucks just were not working out. Our track at Goryville wasn't kid friendly to a 2.6 or 3.0 truck. So I mentioned it to those guys, and they said, "Well, absolutely, we'd love to come." But it didn't. The guys I talked to didn't want picked up and moved around, and that was kind of a deal breaker. Well, this year I talked to Isaac about it, and he said, "That's not a problem for us." And like I said, they're all local, and kind of made it like a little invitational thing, and they stepped up to the plate, and I just can't thank him enough. And, you know, he works with Jake Zarian every day. You know, Jake's one of the kings in the mod and pro mod full-wheel drive truck world. And
the man who has raised the scowl to a high art form.
Absolutely. But the nicest guys ever. Both of them. Yeah,
absolutely. 100%.
Both the nicest guys to work with, do anything for you. And then, you know, I'm even going to beg Jake to bring his service truck in there to help fix all the wounds from front ends and rear ends throughout the weekend. So I still got to call Jake and ask him. Isaac said he'd probably do it, but I need to call Jake and verify that. But anytime Jake Zarian's around, it's going to be fun.
Yep. Totally agree.
So what's the story? What's the story on this Indiana truck pullers pro stock class? Is that like a 485 or is that like a 530?
485 big blocks. There is one small block. I don't think he will be there though. That pulls with them. Single carburetor, small cut tires, lots of RPM.
Okay. We talking five digits? Are we going to see him crack 10,000 RPM or no?
There's going to be some guys that will probably push that very hard, yes.
Any of my Michigan thumb guys, if you're listening to this, you might be spotting them 17 cubic inches, but don't be scared.
Yeah, because next year,
scared.
Next year, if it all works out, we're in the same spot next year. We're going to open this class up to where it will be a Friday morning qualification and a Saturday night finals. Because there's a lot of trucks that match this, and I think Mid-South trucks are close, aren't they, Richard? And
yes.
I think one of the Kentucky abbreviations runs them still. Pro Poly League, Midwest runs them.
Yep.
It's a good fit for us, you know. The big pro mods and the NTPA mods probably put a little more exhaust out than what most people are comfortable with there smelling. These guys will be Balak or mini rods in our little light limited supers. They'll be just fine. Carl and those guys got fans in the roof now, so it should be just fine. I'm hoping it'd be just fine, and it's great to have some local guys involved. It's just not tractors from all over the world, you know, accumulating in Cloverdale, Indiana. These are the local guys that pull around here, you know, all summer. So we get some local fans in there, and that'll be a nice blend. It's going to work out really good.
Yeah, that's the tag on effect of it, really, is the butts in the seats. You know, you're going to have, that's where the bulk of them are going to come from is within that 1 to 2 hour radius, you know, as long as they're not crew or puller, you know.
Yeah, we want to see the seats full, and tickets are available right now online, a little cheaper in advance than it is at the door. So, you know, we're looking forward to. You know, we got enough seating there. We got just about enough seating there this year as we did last year at Cloverdale. It's kind of flipped. The shorter bleachers are on the concrete side where the vendor area is at, and the long bleachers are down the pit side because our smoke hose has to go out the south side of the building. So the tube will be coming out the left side of the sled. So we kind of had to adjust everything a little bit, but I think it'll work out. It always has.
I pulled up the online ordering. It's right there at whatsmoking.net, top right of the screen. Click on it. It opens up everything you need to know. Available, if I'm not mistaken, I'm reading this right, right up till the day before. So till January 8th, you can still buy online.
Sure, sure. And of course, you know, we won't sell out. I mean, if we would, it'd be amazing. But it, you know, tickets will be available at the door. My sister has handled is handling the some of the parking. You'll be able to come right in there. They'll have lights up. You'll park in the lot, and then you'll know you'll have buses bring you right to the front door. She's working with the local bus company, the schools. So it'll mean a lot of walking around. We'll have some parking up close, yeah, but once it gets full, we'll go to them extra lots. And hopefully it's froze a little bit, not too froze, but froze a little bit. All the parking will be nice and neat and organized. It always was for Carl's events in the past, so it should work out really well.
Good deal. I'd like to take a swing through all three of you, our guests, and just kind of get an early feel for what 2025 beyond the month of January looks like for each of you. We'll start with you, Esden. What plans do step up, step out, change, or just keep going with what works?
Well, we're going to do the same thing with the two 85s. Actually, we had the conversation again with all these new parts coming out, things we're going to have to address eventually over time on certain pieces. We were having a long conversation last night of, you know, what would we do to go to the next level? You know, the 4-1 deal is awesome. It would be cool. But at the same time, we're kind of like, you know, once again, we want to do something cool that'll, like, you know, it makes people go, well, you know, that one was unique. We talked about throwing out for the 2-engine mod deal, possibly throwing an idea out there. It was something different. Dad really likes hanging out with the Phipps group and all them and the Bollingers. And after going to Bowling Green, he was kind of in on it. He was pumped. We joked around last night about what do you do if you want to upgrade? What makes more sense, a 5.0 Pro Stock or a 4.1? And you know, none of this is happening. Like this,
nothing's imminent, but
I'm not guaranteeing anything. We're very happy where we are right now too. It's we've thrown around a light limited super idea. we've thrown around the light limited super idea, and we wanted to do an alcohol burner. Once again, we know little about spark plugs, very little, but it's something different. I think we're going to – there's a couple more pulls this year we want to go to differently. We want to go down and hit the Battle of Bluegrass group. We've been dying to do that. Granted, got to have a slotted turbo for that. We'll see what we think about if we just say screw it and we go run what we got down there. Or, you know, we're not running any points. We'll put that out. There's too many hooks in Illinois to have that. And with wheat, Missouri is not possible. Clint. Anyway. it's just, you know, it's kind of one of the deals, feeling out how it is. There's times I think we talked about taking the antiques out on random Sundays to go pulling more and enjoy that a little bit, that's pretty much it. It's whatever. The problem is, like Pro Smith from here, there is no hooks. There are zero hooks besides Altamont. We can't.
Five-oh.
I mean, that deal. You look on Pull Off. And what we were talking about last night was, like, everybody on pull-offs getting upset about, you know, you can't have any motor. It's got to be matching sheet metal with matching motors and all this. And we were like, we will build a TW30 and put the baddest Robbie Lemke 5.0 motor in it, and none of your keyboards can tell me not to do it. That's what we were just laughing about. It was this. All
I'm
this
not going to lie. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I am too. I like that idea.
I am 100%. Put some diamond treads on the front too, would you? Big, fatty, boom, batty, you know, diamond treads.
Careful. I think Dad and Mom are watching this. That will give them the idea. I think they would take it seriously. We talked about white wheels with the blue center. Oh, yeah. It would look about as close to a factory as we could make it.
I really think we will see a 4-1 with the same blocks as Smiths have in them soon. I think that's going to happen.
I'm excited. He's not talking about it.
Mark, does this turn tires?
I know, Mark. I know they are, but everybody who collects any of those or D21s or Alice 7080s, it's like standard issue, and you don't have a real tractor in your collection unless it has the big old diamond turf tires on it.
Good way to get some weight up front.
There you go.
We were talking about, I got that 1586 here, and that tractor's got sentimental value, and we want to redo it and everything like that. And at one time, Dad joked with me, he goes, big, either he wants big quad ribs or diamond treads on it. He goes, just something cool to make it, you know, look like a workhorse. 20.8s on the back. But yeah, no, that's really much about us. It's going to be one of those. We like having fun when we go pulling. It's
that never happens on the Bartlings.
Nope. Nope, not ever.
We'll
sling that it over one cut here, out. Richard, I know you got something to talk about for 2025 that came out today.
Yeah, we made a little announcement. The Indy Jamboree is under new ownership. Well, actually under old ownership, that's under a new deal now. They are moving it from the Indiana State Fairgrounds out to Hendricks County Fairgrounds in Danville, Indiana. And they want to try and bring the Jamboree back to what it was back in the early 90s and have big crowds and lots of trucks. And one of the things they wanted to bring back that was there very early on was a sled pull. So through Paul Richardson at Fleece Performance, he hooked us up with these guys, and the weekend after our finals, we're going to have a 2.6 Pro Stock gas truck, 3.0, and a Invitational Light Pro Stock truck and tractor pull down at the Jamboree on the Saturday of it.
That'll be awesome.
So yeah, That'll be something new to add for them. The rest of the schedule is kind of, we've lost a couple here and there on things. It's the year to go back to the Half Century Show and pull out there for Andy and those guys. And that's always a fun day to go see all the old stuff. A couple other new events may be coming on board also along with that. But yeah, something, you know, Jamboree, something that's kind of a big deal, and they're wanting to make it big again. And we kind of got in on the ground floor of helping with that.
Good deal. Yeah. You and I talked, and I told you, I remember, you know, picking up a copy of Four Wheel and Off Road, and when I was 12 years old, and sled pulling was going on at the Jamboree, and so it's nice to see that might come back.
Yeah,
good deal, Clint. What's Western Series looking like for 25?
It's interesting. Our schedule is going to be a little bit different than it was last year, but we got a lot of really good events coming up. Got a couple new ones. We're going to hopefully sort of year out back out in Central Kansas again with Jimmy Devrin. And yeah, we're pretty much every weekend after that. We get a little lull in August, but yeah, we're gonna have several pulls, and we work really good with the Excalibur group when we get around St. Louis. We get some really good numbers, really good nights. Our crowds out there where we run are unbelievable around that St. Louis area, and then we got a lot of nice shows along the southern portion of Iowa. Looking forward to going back to all those places again. Got the honor to be at Monticello last year with Tim Vorwalt and the Badger State group. We get to do that again. And but yeah, I think we got a full summer once again, full summer of really good pulling.
Good. I know it's probably sufficiently early enough that I won't jinx it by saying this, but I know especially if you were in Indiana, you were hoping that in June it doesn't rain every damn day so that you can have this nice schedule.
or in July, right around the Greentown time.
Yeah, that
didn't yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, show. Well, we're still waiting to see if Mr. Stuckenschneider is going to make it to us tonight or not. I'm about out of whatever I had to cover tonight. What's anything random anybody wants to bring up?
NTPA rules.
Oh, you missed that part of the discussion behind the scenes.
Oh, you've missed my part of the discussions this evening after those came out and was found out too. So there's a couple of them that people aren't real thrilled about.
Yeah,
we talked about that too.
There's a couple things in there that, like I said, we did talk about it a little bit in the green room before we started. Some of it makes sense. Some of what they're doing with the some eyes, I think, like makes sense. But some of it too, I think there's gonna be a need for some clarification on what they mean with some of it. And I guess specifically what I'm looking at is anybody with full length frame rails with a splice plate so you can drop your clutch out. The way I kind of read it, and I'm certainly not the smartest guy in the room, looks like your frame's illegal now. And there's plenty of stuff out there that's built that way. I don't know. Gonna need some clarification there, I think. Yeah, there's some other stuff. It's a long read. If you haven't seen it, it's top of the webpage, and I don't know. It goes like 10 pages. It'll keep you busy for a while. Oh my.
Yeah, when you mentioned semis, we are going to add a semi class this year. You seen them last in September there at Rochester. Mm-hmm. It's not the Grand National stuff, but it's semis all nevertheless, and they make some smoke. We're going to keep some limits on them to try and keep it affordable for the foreseeable future. After the first couple meetings, they already mentioned about, you know, let's do this for a few years and then maybe open things up some more. So they've already got the pulling bug to go above and beyond where we start at. So
yeah, it's maybe a good idea to make sure that the draft rule book is written clearly to where then you can say, all right, we're gonna other than safety, we're gonna slap a 3-year lock on it. And hopefully you didn't misplace a word or miss something that swings the door open, but
yeah.
No, it's not a bad strategy at all. I liked what I saw out of it. I think you're on the right track with what you're wanting to do, and have a core of maybe a dozen trucks that will be ready come springtime to launch it and make it be a thing.
And that's about what the interest is. We had about, there was, I think, 10 guys at the first couple meetings, and there was a couple that couldn't make it. So we're going to be in that 10 to 12 range. And we're going to split it into separate things because there in Rochester, there was a couple of guys that were going to have a street class. As soon as they got their hitch off, they boogied out of there because they had to go back home to hook onto a dump trailer to start hauling feed for the dairies. So it is going to be a street class, and then we're going to follow basically the B class rules from Onaway for engine stuff for the modified class, so that it is something that appeals to some of those guys if they want to come down and play with these guys.
Yep. No, it makes perfect sense. And for those who don't know what B class uphill semi racing is, the short version is there is a max displacement limit on it. No onboard standalone engine management. You can tune it, but it has to be done. It's gotta be something where you got to plug a laptop in to do it. And 81 millimeter charger. That's the basics of what it is. Simple as that.
Well, I've had a lot of guys kind of complain a little bit. We didn't have semis this year, at Cloverdale. It just didn't work out last year. And, would I ever entertain doing it again? Absolutely. But, you know, the 4-1 semis are growing, and it might take another couple more years to kind of get them going everywhere. Big Ryan will agree, you know, the few that we see out west on a week-to-week basis really keeps the crowd there, and they're really entertaining. And I think there is a huge value in the 4-1 semis and what Richard's doing there with his limited semis. I think it will grow because people really like them.
I totally agree. There's about 5 or 6 4-1 trucks up here, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, and you don't need 30 of them, but you know, I kind of at the level we're at out west, there's some really good trucks out there. And for 4-1 semis are really good trucks. And it's a shame that we couldn't put it all together last year. And this year, with the change of venue, just didn't have the confidence to try it again. Had some good friends in the 3-6 world, kind of wanted to be a part of it. So I think we're going to go that way this year because, you know, we have a really, really good group of 5-0 Pro Stocks this year, and kind of want to make that the finale. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Clint, how big is that group of 5-0s?
I think we got 13 right now.
Nice.
With 2 more wavering. And I went to the – I'm going to go to the ITPA banquet and maybe say some foul words and do a couple call-outs there because – our call out thing actually worked in the 4-1 class. We do have a Mid South tractor. You know, Russell Counts will be there this year. And if he makes the finals, it's $1,000. We do have one Outlaw tractor, Gary Barron's coming. He makes the finals, it's $1,000. Yep. Still got a challenge for the ITPA. Going to the banquet this weekend. I'll see if I can verbally abuse somebody. Come try it.
I tried to get my guys Tucker, and well, they just didn't want to play.
Yeah, well, they're scared of the Badger State guys. That's all I can say. They're just scared of the Badger State guys, and the Badger State guys have slowed down the gauntlet on Friday night. You know, John Meyer Jr., John Coots, and I'm forgetting the last, but Josh Dutton. He's the one that had enough whiskey drinks to come up with it.
Attaboy, Josh.
Any team that can beat them cumulative distance on Friday night, that's $1,000. And we do have one team that stepped up, Jacob Ohl, Dean Holicky, and Henry DeBichery have formed a team, and they're challenging them. So
that actually might be a really good challenge.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to watch out on Friday night. It's cool to have these kind of these undercard things that we can visit about and talk about. I wish we had an ITPA team. I wish we had an Outlaw team. I wish we had that to challenge those guys. And but we'll see how this year goes, and hopefully. It'll all work out.
Remind us again, what classes are you short on? of any.
I'd like to have some more light pros, and I'd like to have a couple more light limiteds for Saturday, and some of the, I guess we call it 11,000 pound farm stock guys there on Thursday morning, because that class we've changed from a turbo rules that had no sense to turbos that actually make sense for that level. And there's about four groups within the Midwest now that have those rules for that 2.4 inlet turbo. Some are in a box, some of them are really restricted. I'd like to have a few more of them. We have parking for them. You can bring your hauler right in, park it, no problem. Not gonna have to park at the truck stop and drag you in behind Joe. It's not gonna happen that way. But everything else is really good. We got a great Richards, King of 15 mile an hour. That's a really good group of tractors, probably the nastiest ones in the world. We're going to have a couple tractors from Iowa come this year. Now, their rules are a little different as far as tires. They run a double cup tire.
I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah. We've got two coming with double cuts. They got to weigh a little bit less with the double cuts than they do the top cuts. A couple guys with top cuts are thinking about buying a set of double cuts, putting it on, and running lighter. So that makes for an interesting conversation. I guess we'll see how that works. Can't thank Charles for what he's doing in our light limited class on Saturday night. $1,000 to win is a big deal for those guys. And Charles, that means a lot to us that you did that.
Yep. I wanted something extra for those guys. A lot of those guys have been friends of mine for a long, long time. It was just something I thought about doing. And I challenge anybody to match it with me. Let's do something really cool for those guys.
Yeah. Cause that's the largest field of light limits I've ever had is on Saturday. The 6250 is the largest I've ever had. And, I actually have about all of the cool ones out west. I got the Robinson as long as it doesn't get cold and the cows are priority one to those guys. As long as they can get away from them, it's really, really great to have Jeff Robinson and his boys involved with this light limit class. He's really awesome. I wish I could have got a few more from ECI and Badger State to come down for the challenge, but those guys feel like they're outgunned with the 470 tractors. I don't think they are, but maybe Jeff and Hayden Otto will show them the way and run right there with them. Because I think they can. I really think they can.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And I also want to give a shout out to Kevin Moore and Donnie Jasper. The Mini-Rod deal kind of went south on us a little bit this year, and they both stepped up and helped sponsor the Mini-Rod sled, the Mini-Rod classes. I can't thank those guys enough. we got to do some more homework on our small block NA Mini-Rods. It's changed in the last 11 months from everybody was really happy to be there and just be a part of it, to now we're getting into the politics of a small block mini rod class, which I didn't know there was one, but there is. So we'll get that figured out too. And then in the next 11 months, because I mean this poll is for those guys, and we'd like to have more of them have a positive positive opinion about it, instead of, well, I can't beat those guys from out east, or I can't beat those guys from up north, so I'm not interested. It's not always about that, but it's also our job. And Richard's on my board, and Ezin sits in, his dad's on our board. Ezin sits in on stuff and throws his two cents in from time to time, which is, always helpful most of the time. But, we got to address it. We got to figure it out and get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong. But this is all out of our comfort zone, because we're all diesel guys. And we rely on those mini rod guys to give us the advice, to tell us what to do to get it right. And we'll do some more investigations on that. We always have a meeting here in March. and we'll hopefully have our homework done by the end to make it better, because it's nice to have a 15 to 18 guys in a class, in every class that we mess with, especially when you get them from all over the United States. I can't thank everybody who helped me down Diesel and Dark Corners, get all the diesel trucks, 3.0 trucks involved. We got a diesel truck coming from Connecticut. I mean, who would have thought that? And he's coming to East Central Indiana to show us his stuff. And we might have some coming from Texas. The 3.0 trucks may not be done. They're coming from Texas or considering coming. And I thank Adam Kincaid and Brian Hsu, for promoting the deal. And me and Richard make fun of our favorite 3.0 truck guy by him, but I guess he's just going to have to buy a ticket to get in this year.
Yeah, he ain't getting one from me. Heck with him.
He's probably listening.
I hope he is.
We still love him. Just needs to put on some big boy pants. But
I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Sullivan.
No. You gotta think about Richard's neighbor.
Oh, I was talking Connecticut. If you're talking Connecticut, that's Sullivan.
Yeah, I think that's who it is.
Griffin Sullivan, never satisfied Dodge.
Yep.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one that I remember. Maybe I have.
Like Diesels and Dark Corner event is such an amazing undertaking that those guys are doing down there. I mean, I thought Shides was crazy. That's worse as far as all of them getting together.
I went 2 years, Tucker, and I honestly have never seen a track that from the top to the bottom, 26 trucks, holds together that well. It is amazing how well that dirt will fold back together.
It looks like.
And yeah, it just from top to bottom, it folds back together so well. And
it looks like really good red clay.
It is. And it's so fun that they run a good event down there. There's some years, I know the 1 year we went and Friday night, it was so cold and it was, I don't know what time in the morning we got done, but like, we quit before it got done.
Yeah, we gave up.
We went to Walmart the next morning to get hand warmers because it was so cold. And it was warmer in Iowa than it was in Georgia. But I
still
will
have
tell
those
you,
gloves, too.
Oh, yeah. So, but that track is – that track, like the Red Georgia Clay, that's something else. It folds back together really, really well.
I watched it this year, and I just kept thinking about halfway through that 3.0 class, like, man – a good place for about 15 big boy pros right now. it was really laying in good. It was starting to shine. I was like, oh, Big Bo had enough weights. I'd like to see about 15 of those guys go down the track right now. Because it really was turned around looking good. But you'll get that down there. There's places that clay is really amazing, and then you go like four counties over and it goes back to sand again. And it's just, it's a weird environment down there. And hats off to those guys. I wouldn't have been brave enough to start it, but they did. And it looks like it works out pretty good.
Yeah.
Chris,
I told Ryan Zolak.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Clint.
I told Ryan Zolak next year, we're not even going to open up the diesel truck registration until the Monday after Diesels and Dark Corners. And there's no sense opening it up because they don't care anything what we're doing. Nothing. And there's no sense of urgency. They don't care. They go to Diesels and Dark Corners, and then they make their decision what they're doing after the rest of the winter after that. So, it's a different bunch of guys to deal with, but the crowd loves them, and especially when we're out in Indiana. I mean, that's diesel truck country, That's where it all started,
Yep, for sure.
Just happy to be a part of it and happy to have the best 3.0 class I've ever assembled. And my 2.6 class, know, this is the first year it's been back, and we didn't have them last year, and we have a nice little class of 2.6 trucks, and hopefully they're happy with their experience there on Friday, and we get more of them next year, because it's a part of our show, and the diesel trucks are part of our show. And I can't thank Ben Broniker and all the guys that's been working together to have our little 3.6 class there on Saturday night as a little treat at the end of the weekend. I just can't thank all those guys for their efforts. It means a lot to all of us at Watts Smoking, just not only me, but all of us, because, you know, I didn't ask Ben to do that. He did it on his own and got us a few trucks coming to help put on a show on Saturday night, our big night.
Chris, to answer your question about the live streams, yes, you can pre-order. You can do it per session or buy the whole thing. And Wednesday testing is free. You can watch that at no charge.
Yeah. Of course, Ryan Zolik, Brent Yaron, Jesse Postad, they'll be there providing the live stream. I hope that we have great internet there, and it'll go flawless like last year. Last several years, our live stream at Shipshawana has been one of the best ones, not because it's all my stuff and all my guys, but Ryan does an amazing job of putting all that together, making sure all the names are right, and, you know, all the replays are cool. And that just doesn't happen. That is a large undertaking, because you got to put yourself through the entire event, get all that in graphics right before we even start the event.
Yep.
So they're all loaded up, ready to go. Mm-hmm. So looks the best. And a lot of people don't realize how great that guy is about making the, you know, the guys, people that can't come, making your experience in your barn party, your shed party, or your basement party part of us by making that live stream really great.
Yep. And he's in a spot where, historically anyway, he's been a spot where he's been behind Brent's lift. He can't even see the track. He's just paying attention to that screen and making sure it looks right for what goes down the line. He doesn't even really watch the pull.
Right. And last year, you know, Brent did an amazing job doing the live results last year. He's typing them in his laptop, you know, while he's videoing. I mean, that's amazing. And I can't thank Aaron enough. He's one of the best too at what he does.
I've seen him on the flip side where he's running a camera and a live stream from the back of a pickup truck. And I'm just like, what? How are you doing that? Because I've got a camera and I can't have the ADD to focus on the tractor and all the other shit going on. But he's just happy-go-lucky. And yeah, so kudos to him.
Yeah, it's all part of the, you know, Watts Smoking team. You know, Jesse takes that picture every year of all the sand pile. I mean, it takes every one of those people wearing those shirts to put this all together. And you guys, you know, getting the word out, that helps us a ton. You know, Shane Hunt this year, he's done an amazing job. Shane's an announcer, and he's sold 3 or 4 sponsorships for us. Now he's even sponsoring a class. So, you know, thanks to Shane and all the guys at the, you know, Motorsports Almanac. I mean, I did their show there at night, and I just listened backstage to a fellow that was promoting the Pro Mod winter race. And I learned more about Pro Mods in 15 minutes. I've been watching them for 10 years and learned a lot. So those guys are all in on track and pole, but they're also all in drag racing too. And I kind of like that myself.
Yeah, Shane went on to that PDRA race, and he's hopeless now. He's a Pro Mod diehard.
Yeah.
They're the most dangerous thing we ever watched in St. Louis, that's for sure.
Yep.
Those guys wreck on good tracks.
Yeah. True.
But anybody got anything else that we need to just, you know, can't really, I mean, Charles, can we talk about our charity much yet, or you want to wait a week till we get it all finalized.
Let's wait a week, and I do want to do a show next week because the week after, then we're into Christmas and
like right. Especially
Thursday. No, you know, maybe we'll do something Friday night that week or whatever if we need to. But yeah, let's get our ducks in a row and make sure we really launch that hard next week. And you know, we'll be into the holidays, so that's going to be kind of tough. But there won't be much time after the holidays though to really close the loop on anything. So yeah, I want to make sure that we're staying on top of everything and being here to spread the word.
Well, Zolak and I also, if we have to, we can throw something together between Christmas and New Year's in the last minute, little details that we need to work out. He and I can do something together then. But yeah, I really kind of want to get the toy done before we open up, you know, the tickets so everybody sees it.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know... And then now it's a charity that we're working for. And, you know, this year it's a little different. It's different than we've had. I've done it once in Goryville, you know, and it worked out really well. You know, just taking care of hungry kids. You know, it's passionate to everybody. It's got a heart, you know, helping out a hungry kid. And if we can, you know, do like we always do and come through for these kids, that would be great. I mean, I've already had people ask me, like, when's that going to be selling? And can we just donate money to the cause? And I was like, well, absolutely. Because I've had a couple people was like, I don't give a shit about that toy, but I want to donate money. And I was like, well, great. That's really nice that you do that. So, you know, that's the weird thing about truck and tractor pulling is, you know, a lot of people are a pain in the ass, but there's also a lot of people that have big hearts and want to go above and beyond and help us out, you know. So, you know, we get that rolling next week, then, you know, you give me a call and we'll get you hooked up with the right people and you can make that donation. So.
Can we wordsmith what he just said just a little bit and put it on a t-shirt about pullers and pulling fans sometimes being, you know, the aforementioned? Well, he didn't say it about the fans.
No, not the fans.
Yeah. Okay. But pullers can be a pain in the ass, but they got great big hearts. Like, that's like, I'd wear a hoodie with that on right in the center.
There you go, Charles. Next year, we got to make hoodies. Say that.
Into the merch business we go.
Ryan, you're a big guy. Nobody's going to question if you wear a hoodie of that sort.
I'm just saying, next year, Jesse should take a picture of everybody wearing hoodies that say pullers can be a pain in the ass. And then on the back, it says, but they got big hearts.
Well, shouldn't we reverse that? Because the heart's on the front side and the back, you know, something arrow pointing down.
No, because if you want to, because if you really want to drive people up the wall, put the insult on the front.
Yeah.
It's like you can say anything you want so long as you say bless their heart afterwards, you know?
I guess. With all due respect.
Like Ricky Bobby said, all due respect.
Yep.
There you go. Give a little Ricky Bobby in there.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. Unless there's anything else, we can wrap this one up, and we will be back next Thursday to continue this discussion.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it, Ezra, coming on. Next week, get your dad on there.
Well, next week, we don't know. We got towards the end there, we'll be getting – busy. Next Friday is my birthday and everything, so we're trying to.
We'll have Ellie on.
Haven't you heard enough of them already? They're starting to not matter anymore.
Yeah.
Well, this one is important. This age, this one coming up is the last.
Shut up! It is not. You've been drinking for 5 years.
But this one, I can walk up there.
I can. And you don't have to have me buy it for you, right? Yes, that's amazing.
We need to get him on there with his mother and his aunt. That would liven things up.
No.
They're a good time.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
That's a good time there. That's a good time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will vouch for that.
And make sure he's not around to like counteractive anything that they say.
Oh no, we'll just have them on a separate end, and I can mute him.
Yeah, this is an easy problem to solve.
No.
That would be a good time. We're going to try to make that happen next week.
I like it.
I think Dan Bartling would agree with me on this, and Chad. No, we're just.
Oh no, well, Danny would agree with us.
You and Danny and you and Danny one square, your mom and your aunt the other square. That'd be perfect. Two different households. That way you can't stop each other.
Yeah,
right.
I'll let him get on, and then you can see him react and have him
your
on the
devil
show and just
talk.
No,
he'll have looks like the hit
that's
the mute
true.
Button now.
The look of disappointment
and the rolling of the eyes. Yeah. Those are like the textbook. Danny Man.
Yep.
Those are the Danny Man looks.
Agreed.
All right, guys.
You can hang on after here if you want for a minute, but I'm going to close the show up. Thank you for joining us again. Be back here again next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. See you.
Thanks, guys.